Mustache by Mac Barnett, illustrated by Kevin Cornell. Duncan was a terrible king, but he was terribly handsome.
"Don't I look wonderful?" said King Duncan.
"Yes, sire," said his royal adviser.
He spent every royal day admiring his royal reflection and not doing much else, which is why his kingdom was such a royal mess. King Duncan didn't repair the roads. He built billboards instead. He didn't fix the playground. He put up a statue instead. This kind of stuff made King Duncan's subjects furious. So one day his subjects stormed his castle. "We need roads! We need swings! Do something for us, King Duncan," they shouted.
"For you," said the king.
"Yes," said a little girl. The king was quiet.
"Come back in a week," he said.
"Gentle subjects," he said 7 days later, "you have asked me to repair the roads and the playgrounds. I have done something even better. Behold, my gift for you." The crowd went silent.
"That's it," said the little girl.
"Yes," said the king.
"Oh," the king grinned. The crowd left, the sun set. And the next morning, the king's gift looked like this.
King Duncan was furious. "I must catch this vandal," he screamed.
"Yes, sire," said his royal adviser.
"And put him in jail," screamed the king.
"Yes, sire," said his adviser.
Or her in jail," said the king.
So King Duncan had his royal adviser nail posters to every wall in the kingdom.
King Duncan soaked in his royal hot tub and waited for someone to turn in the culprit.
"It should be any minute now," said the king.
"Yes, sire," said his royal adviser.
But overnight, something happened.
King Duncan was outraged. He went out for a walk, and he went to the park. This didn't help. So he slouched in his royal throne.
"Look at my wonderful face," he said. "Who could be doing this to me?"
"I don't know, sire," his royal adviser replied.
Except his royal adviser did know. Every night the old man had been sneaking out of the castle and painting mustaches on pictures of the king. And he wasn't the only one. So had she. And so had he. And so had she. And so had they. In fact, just about the only person who hadn't painted a mustache on a picture of the king was this guy. Never mind. There were mustaches everywhere. The king was having a hard time dealing with it all. One night, he lay awake in his royal waterbed.
"I know what I'll do," he thought. "I'll trick the culprit into revealing himself.
Or herself," he added 5 seconds later.
The next day he called all his subjects to the royal castle.
"My gentle subjects," he said, "you have been playing a joke on me, and I have found this joke hilarious. So, if the person who's been drawing mustaches on my picture would just raise his or her hand, we can all laugh, and there will be no punishment."
"You're all going to jail," screamed the king.
"All of us?" asked the little girl.
"All of you," screamed the king.
"Oh."
But the jail wasn't big enough to hold them, not even close. So the king made the jail bigger and bigger and bigger until it could hold everybody. And every day the king sat on his royal throne, the only free man in all the land.
"We sure showed them," King Duncan said to his reflection.
His reflection, though handsome, was not very good company. Day after day the king listened to the sound of laughter nearby, of donkey carts rolling down freshly paved roads and swings creaking in parks. Things seemed to be going pretty well out there in jail. He slumped. He sighed. He felt a little alone. Until one morning, the king sat up straight. He got off his royal throne. He stood in front of his royal mirror. He reached for his royal paintbrush.
and he painted a mustache on his own royal face. It looked pretty good. The end.